This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of March 10th. As farmers and ranchers were heading into this year's planting season, many were optimistic about the outlook for the farm economy. The February Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer found that farmer sentiment had improved almost 40% above last year, with producers remaining optimistic because of strengthening crop prices, positive returns in the livestock sector, and expectations for receipt of disaster payments from the USDA. But now they're facing a sea of uncertainties, which was reflected by bankers in the recent Creighton University Rural Main Street Index survey of bank CEOs in a 10-state region in the central U.S. The survey found that economic growth has slowed, farmland prices have fallen, while farm equipment sales have dropped for the 18th straight month, and only 9% of bankers expect positive outcomes for the rural Main Street due to President Trump's tariff actions. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, recently warned that for the third straight year, farmers are losing money on almost every major crop they planted. Now Canada and China are targeting U.S. farm products, including wheat and poultry, with retaliatory levies, while farm groups contend that U.S. tariffs on fertilizer imports from Canada will likely raise production costs. According to industry data, about 85% of U.S. imports of potash fertilizer come from Canada. Corey Rosenbosch, Chief Executive Officer of the Fertilizer Institute Trade Group, points out that short supplies of fertilizer going into spring planting season can have a huge impact on farmers, and fertilizer prices are ultimately impact food, the cost of food. Canada supplies 85% of our potash imports, an irreplaceable component for modern agriculture production, which supplies potassium that enhances optimal plant growth. The U.S. has historically sourced nearly all of the potash used by farmers from international markets, and the largest deposit of potash in the world is found in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, so it makes sense to import this necessary nutrient from Canada. Some farm groups are unhappy with Trump's rhetoric. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland, a farmer from Magnolia, Kentucky, said, "Farmers are frustrated," pointing out comments on President Trump's Truth Social that states that farmers should plan to sell their crops inside the United States, where demand doesn't meet the supply of corn and soybeans that farmers grow, while then telling them to have fun as he puts tariffs on imports. Last week, when responding to the high cost of eggs, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins suggested that everyone keep chickens in their backyards, which might not be a workable solution since some people live in apartments or houses with no backyards. For those who have no idea about how to care for chickens but want some, they should talk to their local agricultural extension office for information on proper husbandry. They can find out about proper care and feeding for the different stages of growth, from baby chicks to pullets to laying hens. Chickens in all stages of their lives need housing for protection from weather and predators of all sorts. A chicken coop can be built or small coops can be purchased starting around $300. But once the flock is started, they're similar to pets and they need daily care. While chickens can be fun to have, they require a commitment to care for them. Even with the high cost of eggs, having a small flock of laying hens probably will be nothing more than a break-even hobby, but a great learning experience. George Washington wrote, "Agriculture is the most healthful, useful, and most noble employment of man." Additional information about the challenges facing agriculture producers is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.